Three schools on the Wind River Reservation participated in a cultural field camp just south of Yellowstone. The day camp, organized by the National Forest Service, hopes to give Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho children a chance to learn their culture while outdoors. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska joined the fifth graders and has the story.
It's a sunny day on a sagebrush meadow at the Black Rock Ranger District that has a view of the Tetons and is just a couple miles from the south entrance of the Bridger-Teton National Park. Patrick Moss, of the Northern Arapaho Tribe, stands inside a circle of fifth graders from the Wind River Reservation.
Throughout the day, you all will be having a time at each of the stations, learning and sharing what you know, as well as learning of what the elders will be providing.
Moss introduces the elders that will be their teachers today. Then five fifth graders sing a flag song. This is Black Rock Field Camp, organized by the Forest Service and sponsored by many agencies like the Sierra Club and the Elk Refuge. The camp started 4 years ago just for fourth graders to learn outdoor education, but last year a second day was added for fifth graders with a focus on learning about their culture. And Joshua Mann, who is the Eastern Shoshone Historic Preservation Officer, says bringing awareness to younger kids is very important.
You know, with technology and the other, devices, it makes a lot of our kids, you know, reliant, and, you know, a lot of our culture is kind of fizzling away.
But he says at least his tribe is aware of this problem.
And it's, you know, dwindling away, and that's, you know, sad to say, but, you know, it's one of the truths that, you know, that we can change now.
And then Man gets pulled away by a curious kid.
What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about a little bit of what we do, about the ancient tribes, our people, you know, what we used to do. So be careful with those. These are very sharp.
What's sharp is some rocks that their ancestral people who lived in this area used to make arrowheads with. All around, Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho elders are now heading up different stations like archery, painting medallions, or making a beaded choker.
Okay, my name is Stanford Deviney. Middle name is Butch. I'm better known as Butch.
Butch is presiding over the storytelling station.
I just did a story on the legend of the Devil's Tower. These stories are here for the children to learn about their culture.
He says when he was growing up, he played, hunted, and fished outside with his uncles or other family members who taught him his culture.
Like nowadays, everything's modern. Getting information from the internet and to, you know, learn to do things from the internet. And they don't go outside. Like in my day, we went outside all day.
And the kids are definitely enjoying the outdoors. A group of boys are running around playing, but stopped to chat with me.
Did you learn anything though?
No. Yes. No. Yes.
I learned about
maybe.
The,
oh yeah,
the
we learned about
the chokers.
Yeah, the chokers.
Choker.
Yeah, the chokers. Yeah.
What are they for?
Buffalo.
Under one of the yellow activity tents, I meet Kaylin Sunrhodes, a Northern Arapaho single father of two sons. The field camp is exposing the boys to things that Sunrhodes himself didn't even know.
They talked about some of the traditional medicines that are still here growing, and they were able to know that I didn't know some of the stuff that they were talking about.
Sunrhodes says seeing the kids making chokers and doing other activities seems to give them an understanding of who they are.
That little necklace that they made or something that they painted here is something to reflect on and look back on and as a little reminder of understand of that you are an Arapaho or you are a Shoshone descent, you know, and it's strong in you.
And to the elders, even such a small recognition means that the kids learn something at the Black Rock Field Camp. The hope is to eventually do an overnight camp so the kids can learn stargazing and nighttime storytelling. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska.